وصحبه أجمعين. A nation at crossroads. Islamic value to the rescue.
Oh,
that's a beautiful thing you are saying. Is Nigeria at crossroads? Of course. Because of what? Insecurity. Because of what? Cancerous corruption. Cancerous. Catastrophic cases of what? Corruption. Because of what? Balkanized one against the other. Because of what? The negative attitude of some people outside wanting to see this nation in flames. Because of what? At times, lack of sensitivity towards the feelings of the nation generally. These things I have highlighted and others not mentioned can come together to say, yeah, the nation is at crossroads. But let me ask you, is there any nation free of being at crossroads? Is there any nation free from being at crossroads? One way or the other? Yeah, it has been happening. But how did they manage to be out of the woods? Our nation called Nigeria, our motherland, our fatherland, this giant of Africa, this envy of others, politically, economically, socially, spiritually, and the like, we need to go back to the drawing table to make sure we make the nation back on the right track. But from Islamic perspective, we are talking from Islamic viewpoint. Islamic values claim, and the claim is really to be held seriously, has the way out. Because in the Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, in chapter number 49, verse number 13. يا أيها الناس verse number 12. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. All ye mankind. Here Quran addresses mankind in Surah Al-Hujurat. Okay. All ye mankind. إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل then لتعارفوا. Allah said, we've created you, O ye mankind. We've created you, male and female. We made you into nations and tribe, so that you may know one another. But the best of you in the eyes of Allah is the best attitudinally. Meaning, the best of you is the one that fears Allah the Almighty. Not somebody who is wealthy or who has the money. No. So I told you it's ayah number 13 in chapter number 49. So now this is the recipe from Islamic teaching. We've created you nations and tribes. Nigeria today, how many tribes, if you may ask? We have more than 50 different tribes. We're talking about 50. We're talking about 150 tribes in Nigeria, principalities, nations. But through Allah's wish, He has made us into one nation, belonging to different manners of attitude and behavior. That is why we are operating what you call federalism, unity in diversity. So, Islamic values are number one, be truthful. If we are truthful, believe you me, that being at crossroads will be salvaged. Be truthful. Our political actors are sworn through the Quran or through the Bible. Our friends of the Christian faith. Now, I do believe people believe in these books. They claim to be adherent of those books. But you see, a Muslim who was sworn to preserve whatever want to preserve. Though we are not saying that goes well with Islamic teaching. But you see, the man, a number one thief, stealing, causing trouble. It also happened the other divide. So, Islamic value says no to this. Number two, amana. Amana means trust. If you're the governor in Islam, a governor, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second caliph, said, I fear Allah will take me to the task. If an animal gets its leg broken in far away Iraq, and I'm in Medina because I didn't tie the road, Allah will take me to responsibility. Imagine Islamic value. His grandson, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, only became a Khalid during the Umayyad Khalid. You know what? He entered his own room. He was just calculating some amount of money to share to the common people of the Islamic Caliphate. His friend entered the room. Umar, as he was counting the money, no light, no electricity, He was using just a local lamp in the darkness. When his friend entered, the caliph put off the light. His friend Umar ibn Muhajir said, Oh, your caliph, why do you put off the light to be in the darkness? He said, Umar, be watchful. I am consuming the fuel of this lamp. I am taking it away because I am just using it to do something that pertains to the need of the Ummah of Muhammad. That is why I got the reason to just consume, to take away the fuel. You and I are friends. We have no business with their own interest. So I have no justification to continue just consuming their fuel in doing something not pertaining to them. Am I communicating? Am I talking? So now you can see the level of their own transparency. You see, this thing happened. Umar ibn al-Khattab one day was given khutbah, a talk, a sermonization. He wore some clothes. He said, fear Allah, one of us will not listen to you because you are the leader. You are the president, CEC, for example. But look at your cloth. Where did you get the other rapa? He said, my son, Abdullah ibn Umar, come and tell me. He said, yeah, my own share, I gave it to my father. That is why he saw it, you saw him like this. There are many instances. There was a time Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Umar ibn al-Khattab, his wife requested for pumpkin. He said, why did I give the money to buy it? Just like an apple. Can you imagine the wife of a governor couldn't get the money to buy an apple? Alright, he managed to get it and give it to her. So these are some of the values of Islam that can definitely come to the rescue of a nation at crossroads. Economically, Islam says, do not skyrocket prices. Do not commit hoarding. That is a value. Okay. Politically, Islam says, choose only good leaders, responsible, reasonable, who cannot be corruptible, corruption free. But today, are we like that today? Somebody can just go and steal and bad, and you say, Your Excellency. I don't see anything excellent in His Excellency if he steals. Or honorable. I don't see anything honorable in His honor. So we're all to blame. Islamic value says, your children, teach them to be truthful, to be honest, to be sincere, to be hardworking. Here, you see little children, the so-called al-majri, you are giving birth to children and you are sending the same to the society to train them for you. This is your absconding your amana. Our people, we have to wake up. You cannot give birth to a child. You do not prepare him for good education. You are sending him in the so-called name of al-majri, looking forward to it outside. What are you doing? Your absconding responsibility. In the Quran chapter 6 verse number, Allah says, "O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara," protect yourself and your family against or from going to the hellfire. These are some of the values of Islam that if implemented, I say some, although they are countless, uncountable, if we are able to activate such, believe you me, our nation, our dear country Nigeria, will be out of the woods. But with insatiable need to make money, with wanting to rule at all cost, with political brigandage, with political thuggery, with economic sabotage, with some so-called clergymen being caught with hard drugs, claiming to be men of God, or some scholars who claim to be imams found wanting their responsibilities, how can we out of trouble? Finally, if any nation has five set of people, such nation is in trouble. Number one, if you have ignorant leaders. Number two, if you have rapacious scholars who are only looking for money under the cover of religion. Number three, if you have misguided followership. Number four, if you are politicians who are liars, they promise they break it, politicians. And number four, if you are educated people who are just hell-bent on just bringing to the people the cultures of other people. And number six, if you have people with money who are odd-handed. These six, if you have the set of people in any given nation, such a nation is in for trouble. Oh Allah, come to our rescue. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.